driver was found clinging to the overturned hull off the Florida coast. The Coast Guard says the group of 40 left the island of Bimini in the Bahamas Saturday evening. On Wall Street, stocks have turned lower. The Dow was down 296 points, the NASDAQ off 47. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
All right, welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, soon to be renamed The Greg Show. Hey, Joe Biden gets to pick another Supreme Court justice.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. And David Blackman put out a very interesting theory on how that might actually work. Because the Democrats know they got to get Joe out. Just because he's half there. But they can't put Kamala in because she's less popular than he is. So what can they do? Well, Breyer's retiring, so why not stick her onto the Supreme Court? They could probably do that, although she would have to, here's the thing, she'd have to resign first because she could not be the tie-breaking vote if it's 50-50. So she resigns and they put one of their other, maybe even, who knows, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised they put Hillary. So we could have our first cankled vice president ever. So once Kamala's out, then that tie-breaking vote will put Kamala onto the Supreme Court. And could she be any worse than Sotomayor or Kagan? They're not there to enforce the Constitution. They're there to, you know, enforce the agenda. And then who's calling the shots from behind the scenes? So all of these things come into play, and then I don't know what the Fed said. All I know is that I was having a good day in the market. By that, I mean not getting rich, just up. And then after they made that announcement, it went plummeting. So who knows? You can't. That's all I have to say about anything for now.
Brant will tell us. He'll
fill us in at 5:10. Now, we all know that inflation is a huge issue. We have a business locally that did something, I think, that's very ingenious. Knowing that inflation was on the rise, Georgia Florist Direct, before the end of last year, purchased huge quantities of flooring before the prices had a chance to go up. So you're not only getting a wholesale price, you're getting an uninflated wholesale price because all of this merchandise was purchased before it kicked into overdrive. So you can get thousands and thousands of square feet ready for home or business now. Beautiful, long-lasting luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, carpet. The containers and truckloads have arrived. No supply chain issues. So in anticipation of the price increases, Georgia Floors Direct, this is why they've been around for over 50 years. They're ahead of the game. They've got some styles and colors of carpet under $1 a square foot. like 96 cents. That's incredible. Water-resistant, ever-popular vinyl plank from $299 to $359 a square foot. Hardwood flooring at $299. And their own team of installers. So from the minute you walk in the door and meet Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of flooriers to the moment you're standing on that beautiful new flooring, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. It's 306.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Today is running a little cooler than yesterday by a few degrees, but not bad for the end of January. Today's high in the mid-50s, a little breezy, plenty of sunshine. We'll be near the freeze mark, mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day, a great recovery with a high temperature up to about 60, more sunshine. Yet another Arctic cold front arrives by Friday evening, Friday night. Temperatures will drop quickly to about 24 by Saturday morning. Wind chill factor in the middle teens. For the day Saturday, windy, raw, cold. At least the sun will be out. High temperature will be in the lower 40s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. Low temperature 22 by Sunday morning at dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB for Wednesday. A lot of stuff to talk about this afternoon. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking host, Greg Udell, Rosie Brock, right in the shotgun.
And here they are.
Jim, please clap.
Well, lots going on. Where do you start today? It is, there's, you know, the Fed announcement. My barometer is my little investment account with Brandt, and it was up nicely, and then Jerome Powell opened his mouth, and then it wasn't so nice. Balance sheet is my... Brandt's going to explain this at 5:10. I'm just talking through my ass if I try to analyze it myself. That's why... But I did. We've had all of one person on David Blackman's piece. They're not going to put Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court. They're just not. I think there are even moderate Democrats who would oppose him. But the Democrats have to look at that opening with Breyer going from a, as they do everything else, from the, through the prism of political strategery. They need to get rid of Kamala. They know that Joe is on fumes. So how do you fix that problem? But David Blackman's theory is Kamala Harris resigns. They find another vice president. He mentioned Amy Klobuchar or that village idiot from Virginia, Tim Kaine. They could put one of them, maybe Hillary, in as VP, then nominate Kamala, and then, like everything else the Democrats do, ram her in with this temporary majority they have. You know, because the Supreme Court to them is nothing more than a tool to advance their agenda. They've done a lousy job. You know what the answer to all of this stuff is that's happening right now? Is freedom. Freedom is the answer, but they don't like it. They need that big, overreaching government monster. It's like, I can't believe we have a strategic petroleum reserve, right? That's supposed to be America's oil, just in case.
Right.
Somebody nukes Israel. And you ask any financial advisor, including Brandt, what's the one thing that could turn the world upside down? And that is a nuke. That would be a worldwide disaster. And all we're doing is helping the Iranians get one. I don't understand that. So... we have gone from a net exporting country to one now that is ready to give our strategic reserve to Europe. So if you see the climate a-holes, they've succeeded over there, they've succeeded here, Now, look at all the windmills and solar panels, which are absolutely worthless when they freeze. Texas learned that the hard way almost a year ago. We are not ready to, in any way, shape, or form, to move away from fossil fuels. This is why you're hearing talk about nuclear energy. And this whole farce that your car is helping this planet commit suicide. This is, see, we're dealing with people that think that they can change the weather, that they can. They're always talking about this climate. What climate catastrophe? One of these morons, remember the volcano that blew up underwater near Tonga, Tutu, whatever the hell it is, said this is what happens with climate change. And I thought, look, I'm used to insanity from the left, but this is really off the deep end. How does an underwater volcano has nothing to do with temperature or anything else? They had Al Gore on one of the networks one morning, and it really soured my mood. Because Al Gore has been making this crap up from day one. He's been wrong with every prediction. Yet for some reason, his books are still in school scaring children, and then the media still goes to him like he knows. When did he become a climatologist, a scientist? Real people in weather, like Rich Thomas or Joe Bastardi and others, will tell you the climate changes constantly. It's always changing. It's been doing that since the planet was created. This is why we're just 10,000 years ago, which in the scope of time is really not much. 10,000 years ago, we were under 75 feet of ice here. What made it go away? Climate change. The number one item that impacts climate is the sun. And I don't care how much the Democrats think of themselves, you're not going to change the sun. It's going to have flares. It's going to make things hot. It's going to be doing its thing. And that volcano that blew up and threw all that ash into the air, well, it wiped out about 4 years of carbon savings from SUVs. And by the way, the United States has already met its 2025 commitments when it comes to carbon emissions. We're not the problem. But the Democrats blame us because they can't blame their friends in China where it's really bad, or India, or some of the other countries that are dirtying up the atmosphere. And without penalty, we got to pay $2 trillion and they're not doing a damn thing. It's whacked. It's really whacked. I always love the explanation. When you look into your wardrobe is climate. What you wear today is weather. And now moving on to Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Well, I guess you saw the big news today about Justice Breyer stepping down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get kind of interesting.
Well, have you heard any of the theories I put out there?
No, I hadn't heard your theories yet. I do know this. I do know that we've got a very upset Supreme Court justice that his retirement became public before he wanted to announce it. So I think somebody was pushing him to do it.
Oh, they've been trying to get him out because
for a while,
of his age. Yeah, because they want to get a nice 45-year-old maniac in there.
I think he sees the writing on the wall that he's in the minority now, and there's a lot of very important decisions. You know, the court just granted cert. They're going to hear two cases on affirmative action in college admissions.
It needs to be ended.
They're going to end it because it's been up before the court a bunch of times, and they've come close, but now they've got the votes.
You can't cure discrimination with discrimination.
That's exactly right. But I want to tell you something that's kind of interesting. So everybody's like, well, you know, the Democrats got 51 votes to be able to push it through. I'm like, not so. First off, you know, they've got to get it past Manchin and Sinema. But here's the more important thing. This past year, when they were setting up the power sharing in the Senate, Schumer agreed to have an evenly split Judiciary Committee, 11 Republicans and 11 Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get it out of committee, then you can't get the nomination to the floor except by a discharge petition, which means somebody on the floor would have to move to discharge it from the committee. But guess what? That can be filibustered. So that means you can hold up the nomination. I think that's excellent because that means we're going to, you know, we're not going to get the nominee that we would want, but they're not going to get the person that they want.
Well,
if it's a big lefty, because they don't have, I don't think they're going to have 60 votes. Unless on the Judiciary Committee, somebody goes squish, like Lindsey Graham.
Oh, God. You can't count on any of these people. They're as wishy-washy as.
Yeah, that'd be a bad move, but, you know. The leading candidates are a black female off the D.C. Court of Appeals who just got put on the Court of Appeals by Biden. She was elevated from the district court. And then there's another woman on the
I nominate Winsome Sears. Let's put her on the Supreme Court.
Yeah. And then there's the big conspiracy theory that this is a great time for him to nominate Kamala Harris.
Well, they've got to get rid of her. I mean, this is a political reality.
I'm not so sure she would get, approved by the Senate.
Yeah.
Here's something else. You'd also lose her tie-breaking vote, so she couldn't vote on her own nomination if there
right.
was a tie.
Yeah, so the theory, David Blackman laid this out. I'll repeat it one more time.
All right.
Kamala resigns the vice presidency, so they have to replace her. So they find, you know, that douchebag from Virginia, Tim Kaine, or maybe somebody more moderate like Amy Klobuchar. She gets installed, then they don't have to worry about the majority if they nominate Kamala and get rid of her that way, put her on the
right.
Supreme Court. Because what damage could she do there?
Well, I tell you.
You imagine arguing a case before her?
here's the reason why Kamala Harris might not pass. Hmm. She failed the bar exam the first time.
Really? Why? How could I be less surprised by anything?
I know. right?
It's like Clark Griswold. I couldn't be any more surprised if I woke up with my face sewn to the carpet.
Willie Brown couldn't help her pass that exam. So no. It wasn't a pelvic exam. Anyway, I don't think she would get... I mean, she's shown how incompetent she is the vice president. I think a lot of people would say, no way I'm putting her on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
She'd have much greater ability to impact
America. Here we go from FoxNews.com. The squad comes to collect on Biden's
promise. That's right, man.
Promise.
Because Joe Biden ran his mouth and said, I promise that when I'm elected, I'll put the first black female judge on the bench of the Supreme Court. Whatever happens, I'll just pick the best person.
Yeah, how about that? How about maybe the most qualified candidate? And stop with this. How many box? They're talking about Pete Buttigieg, who has accomplished nothing in his entire life. Except make the city he was mayor of worse. Him as vice president?
That's not fair to criticize Pete Buttigieg like that because he did some really nice lighting on one of the bridges up there in Indiana. I mean, he really did.
I stand corrected. I mean,
it's very pretty in where he was mayor up there at South Bend. So I just want to say it was fabulous. Anyway. That's all I got to say. Be good, my friend.
All right, Chad, you too.
Thanks, Chad.
All right, we got to take a break. It's 3:24.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The new year is here, and make it a great one by going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. The prices are perfect. Look at the selection at LarryPuckett.com. You'll see all makes and models, and they're priced to sell. You'll be the envy of your neighbors when they see you pull up in your driveway with your new car from Larry Puckett. They have a large selection, and you're sure to find the perfect one for you. If you need some extra cash to pay off those Christmas credit card bills, Larry Puckett will give you an instant cash offer for your used car. For over four decades, the River Region and beyond have trusted Larry Puckett Chevrolet for price, service, and those little things that keep customers coming back. It's a new year and a great time to test drive your next car at Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Call them at 285-9300 or, as I said earlier, check out the inventory at LarryPuckett.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ladies, would you like to lose 200 pounds of ugly fat fast?
Yeah.
Well, Peloton has the answer. Introducing the Peloton Widowmaker.
How does it work?
Install your Peloton Widowmaker in your home and put your husband on it.
Oh, wow. You bought me a Peloton.
Get on.
Okay.
And watch the pounds literally fall off.
This thing is...
And every Peloton Widowmaker comes with a limited life insurance policy to ensure you get the most out of your Widowmaker.
I'm going to Cabo.
The Peloton Widowmaker, as seen on Sex and the City and Billions.
I don't need a Peloton Widowmaker. I have an aneurysm for that. It's four. We're in a big hurry to get to Baumhauer's tonight. It's actually 3:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. What else do we have to decide besides the Supreme Court Judge Trump? I'm sorry. I am not wildly passionate about Trump running in 2024.
Let me pose something theoretical.
Go ahead.
What if all of a sudden
a number of these states that had questionable elections decertified their votes. And when they looked at the information, decided that he actually did win.
It's not going to change anything.
You don't
I mean,
think
Wisconsin's
so?
Already decertified 10 electors. But by the time they get through it, nobody's going to have the balls to do it. Nobody's ever going to have the guts to say, we've had the wrong guy in the White House. It would create such an incredible crisis. What do you do? Does that invalidate everything Joe Biden has done? The damage is already done. And I'm sorry, you have to, Trump was very naive about the depth of the deep state. He was. He got sabotaged by a lot of people he picked because he listened to the wrong folks. That's why we're stuck with Fauci. Joe Biden didn't put Fauci in that position. Donald Trump did, along with the queen of the scars, Deborah Birx. And it wouldn't have taken a whole ton of research to understand that, A, Dr. Fauci is not an epidemiologist. He's a hack. He is a political hack who was given a job by Ronald Reagan, yes, another conservative, to find a cure for AIDS, which has not happened. So why was he put in charge of this? He has been also, yeah, Trump rushed the vaccine, but is the vaccine popular right now? I don't think it is.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's amazing how eager Democrats are to stick Trump's vaccine in your arm, especially now that they can't even hide the numbers anymore about the number of people that have, I just read this afternoon, 21,000 cases of vaccine-induced myocarditis, which I believe you can die from. So, and trust me, they maybe push the vaccine because that's all about power. They have loved inflicting fear in people. And all the restrictions and look at California, look at New York. Back to major lockdowns, yet their death rate is way ahead of Florida's. Because this thing does kill people, and especially if they have comorbidities. And I would just, freedom's the answer. Let the market determine these things and not government. Because anything the government touches turns to suck. When Trump, and of course it was the right thing to do, when Trump opened up energy exploration, we were not destroying the planet. The technologies are there to do this in a way that is literally as unobtrusively as possible. And also recognizing that we're not ready for alternative energy yet. We are years away. And if they try to shove us in that direction before it's ready, we're all going to live very meager, sparse lives because they don't, you know, they want your car off the road. You're seeing all the Venezuelan signs of socialism with empty shelves and all that stuff. If a lot of this would be fixed quickly if that a-hole that's running California dropped the vaccine mandate on truckers. It's just all insane. It's just all insane. The fix isn't from adding more regulation. It's from getting rid of it.
Agreed.
But you're not going to see that anytime soon. While we're still free to choose the car that we want to drive,
yes.
They've got 447 new used and certified pre-owns at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. What store? Let's go to, I'm going to go to the Mercedes-Benz. And the reason why, a lot of people, I'll never own a Mercedes, I don't make enough money. Well, you don't have to be rich to own a Mercedes-Benz, especially if you're smart, like a certain goose in my life who found a low-mileage certified pre-owned and loves it and has had no trouble with it, but is not going bankrupt trying to pay for it. You can get a Mercedes-Benz E-Class at Jack Ingram. It's a 2012, so yeah, it's 10 years old. Only got 56,000 miles on it. So that's 5,600 miles a year. That's nothing. This car has been babied, and it looks amazing. In fact, any certified pre-owned at Jack Ingram looks amazing. It's got to have a pristine vehicle history, a clean and pristine interior, and the engine has to pass a 108-point checkup before they even think about putting their name on the back end of any vehicle, because their commitment is to not resell somebody else's troubles. They've still got that two-seater. Just for revenge, I may go buy that myself. 14,000 miles on a 2012 Mercedes-Benz SLK. It's red. It's gorgeous. If I could turn that into an SUV, I probably would buy it. But it's there for $577 a month, and that's with no trade. Keep in mind, your trade right now is at an all-time high value. Or a little cash down, and that payment gets lower and lower. Stop by and see the team at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz on the Boulevard, or shop right now at jackingrammercedesbenz.com, or visit the entire family at jackingram.com. Anonymous, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. You know my name, but I'm not going to give it over there because I want to share something that's really bothering to me. You know how they've gotten the situation with the COVID that when someone is admitted to the hospital, family members can't go in and see them.
It's ridiculous.
They're just isolated. There was a young man up in that was in Prattville that had his mom in the hospital, and this happened like 2 or 3 days ago. Well, his mother was incompetent as far as making decisions on her own, so she had given him the authority to make the decisions for her. Well, she got sick, and they put her in the hospital. And you know the remdesivir that they've been injecting into people? They didn't come to him and get permission to inject her with that. And they went ahead and the story is he doesn't know if she told him to do it or not, but they injected her with it, and she died. And he has really been out of shape, but it happened at the hospital in Pratt. So how many people does that happen to, actually?
We don't know. The whole idea that so many never had a chance to say goodbye to somebody who got sick with this stuff, that so many were needlessly killed by poor government decisions, not medical decisions. The government should never be in the position of playing doctor, ever in a million years. Masks that don't work, all this other crap. It's just such a farce.
It is.
And they're playing with our lives, you know, and I'm starting to wonder, what have I put into my body? I got the booster. Well, so far, no side effect, but I'm reading way too many stories about athletes having heart attacks and dying at a young age.
Yep.
This is nuts.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this one real quick since you brought that up. I have dealt with cancer for about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I go to Atlanta, to the Cancer Center of America.
Right.
And my oncologist is a doctor from Israel. And he's sharp as a tack. He's a good guy. I mean, he's got real good bedside manner and all. But I asked him about the vaccine, and he said, and you know how doctors, you know, they're not going to say, yes, you better, no, you better not. But he said, all I can say is, Charlie, he said, I'm sorry, give my name. He said, you can, it's a decision that you have to make. And he said, but when you're dealing with something like a cancer or something that's being treated, and you inject something into your body that you know nothing about, it could cause that issue to just run away with itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you go for treatment, I mean, I'm not sure what they're doing to you, but your immune system is weakened.
Sure it is. It is. Well, thank God I had my cancer is called neuroendocrine cancer. And basically, it's a very slow-growing, I'm blessed that it's very, very slow-growing. So they took the tumor out, and they've been monitoring the tumor, and it is isolated. But he said that the vaccines have been, he was telling me that they affect men and women differently. Mainly men, it because of the proteins that are in the injection, they affect men in their heart and women in their thyroid. And he said, I can't tell you whether to get one or not. He said, but just think about your situation that you're dealing with now that we're monitoring to keep you alive. Do you want to, you know, put something in your body that you know nothing about?
Wow, that sounds like, you know, it's hardly an endorsement for the vaccine by the doctor.
Well, yeah, he just didn't, yeah, really. That's, you have to read between the lines, but still, and yet. It's crazy, man. It's just, it's ludicrous. But it sounds like to me, from what this young man was saying, there'll be a lawsuit on the hospital system that's over the Prattville Hospital. You know,
oh, I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits all across the country, you know, over situations and decisions and this, I mean, this cruelness that, I have a personal story I could tell you. I'm not going to because
I don't
want to reveal the identity, but I was close to this situation and it was absolutely outrageous. Outrageous what happened. With the hospital and their rules. Just nuts. I got to run. I appreciate the call, and good luck. Stay
Thank
in touch.
You,
I know you're getting better, okay?
Appreciate Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
341. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got an accident on the East Boulevard from a little earlier this afternoon. If you're traveling from Troy Highway up to Vaughan Road, just before Vaughan, we believe that's where it's at, but it doesn't appear to be causing much of a problem. Just use caution. A little busy on East South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive, I-65 and 85. A little busy through downtown Montgomery. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Don't get caught in traffic. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Hopeville High School teacher and coach has been arrested and charged with distributing obscene material to a minor. 32-year-old Emmanuel Wilson was a special education teacher and a baseball and track and field coach. He's currently out on $6,000 bond. He's been placed on administrative leave and no longer working on campus. The Pike Road Board of Education recently voted to accept a contract purchase for land for the new high school. The 100-acre property sits at the corner of Wallahatchie and Vaughan Roads. The board's action began a 90-day due diligence period that allows them to determine if the site is appropriate for the project. The Montgomery Police Department is looking for missing and endangered 18-year-old Ladarian Weed, may be traveling in a 2003 Blue Ford Crown Victoria with Alabama plate number DV32851. He was last seen in Montgomery on January 22nd. If you know where he is, call the Montgomery Police Department. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs.
They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. It's still kind of cool compared to normal, but we have more Arctic air in the not-too-distant future, so it will get colder. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 31. Tomorrow, not too bad. Upper 50s, looking pretty good. More sunshine. Cooler Friday, high 52. Much colder Friday night, low 25. And a raw, breezy, cold winter's day Saturday with a high temperature only up to about 45, barely. It'll seem colder with the winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I heard a brand new phrase, didn't know what it meant for days. When I got it, I had to say the meaning was risque. They said, let's go Brandon at the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
They said, let's go, Brandon, at the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go, Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
It is 3:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Hope to see you there. This just in, Joe Biden has nominated a vanilla ice cream cone to the Supreme Court. We will get more details as they become available. Does he even know? I mean, he's not going to make this choice. Let me play a clip for you. You may have heard this before. It certainly has made its way around. It's sort of the wishful thinking of somebody who I think has the power and influence to make this little dream of his come true. As much as the sound of his voice makes me want to peel off my own skin, You got to listen to this.
No, now, do you wish like you had a third term?
Two is enough.
And I used to say, you know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man,
sock
or
puppet,
front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony.
What do you think is, don't you think that that's happening? He bought that house right down the street from the White House. And he is still revered as a political god by the Democrats. However, if he is responsible for some of the decisions that Joe Biden has put out there, then... But this is the level of deviousness to which the... It's like our buddy David Blackman. That's his pet name for Joe Biden, the sock puppet. Somebody else's hand is up there, and they're moving the lips and whatever comes out. And every time Joe is left to his own, it's like calling Peter Ducey a dumb son of a bitch. I'm sure that every Democrat, when they saw that in real time, said, oh, my God. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man who calls Peter Ducey, an accomplished reporter for Fox News, a dumb son of a bitch, but thinks his son Hunter, the crack addict, the painter, the deal maker, is the smartest man in the world. And that man with that kind of judgment is going to pick a Supreme Court justice or make any decision. I don't think so. One thing that plays... in our favor, the one thing that's always playing against us is a Republican Party that is weak-kneed and as wussy as it gets. They're afraid of their own shadows. That's where Donald Trump comes in and It was when Ronald Reagan was president. But that's long ago now. That's long ago. But he gave the entire Republican Party a tutorial on how to solve problems, what the American people want to hear. They still love this country. They don't want to hear that this country is the world's a canker sore on the world's butt. You could feel the patriotism surge when Ronald Reagan took the oath of office. The hostages came home. We were no longer the world embarrassment. So, in that sense, we will forever be indebted to them, and I'm just not sure that we need to go back there in 2024. I don't know that he's committed to doing it either. Because they're the very things that the media is patting the Democrats on for right now, they will come back and say, they'll blame him. They'll blame Trump. It's just going to be a constant headwind. I like DeSantis. DeSantis doesn't take any crap from anybody. And I also think he would be better at bulldozing the deep state out of its business. The FBI, all of it, they're just nothing more than tools for the left to enhance their power. We don't need more of that. That's what I think anyway. If you have a contrasting or opposing view, you're wrong, but you still call 272-9228. I still love that one station. Would run editorials. Those are the day. Editorials mean nothing. They really don't mean anything on TV or certainly the newspaper. Who reads the newspaper? Who goes to a newspaper for advice? Unless it's one of those columns like Ann Landers or Dear Abby. Nobody.
Well, most of those mainstream media, their news is editorialism.
You're right. It's not news. It's narrative. Totally right on that. Totally 100% right. This is the month where a lot of couples come to a crossroads. Maybe they came to it prior to the holidays and decided to do the family a favor and not blow things up during the Thanksgiving Christmas period, but now they're ready to make a move. If you've even considered that possibility or haven't even discussed it with your partner, you should at least have a consultation. Because you're so close to the situation, you can't see the forest through the trees. And I promise you, if you call Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson at 819-4810, you will get what you need the most. The truth and a team of people that will have your back. When you go into a major life change, you need to know. Yeah, you'll have your friends and everything else. But when it comes to the legal end of it, the people that have to fight your battles in the court fearlessly and passionately on your behalf, that's what you need. Now, there's plenty of testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com, but Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson do represent women, too. What matters is they know the law, and they also know the value of family. If you've been ambushed by an attempted change in custody, these are the people you want to call because they know. They know how it would impact them, so they can certainly understand how it's impacting you. Don't go through it alone. Take it from somebody who's done everything wrong. Me, 819-4810, or... For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at large, divorceformenalabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Why don't we wrap up the hour with a chat with Kevin?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, just real quick, what you were just talking about with Trump, you know, it kind of, you know, I'm kind of split on the whole thing about him running again.
Mm-hmm.
But... because I would like to see DeSantis in there myself. And if they run against each other, they're just going to cut each other short, is what I'm afraid of.
I would love Donald Trump to say, I have found somebody who can accomplish what I would accomplish, who has the youth and energy. Trump's never really going to be an old man like Joe.
Right.
They're not that far apart in age. I just think what people will love about DeSantis is his... take no prisoners. You know, he is prepared. Whenever he steps in front of a microphone, I also think he's better at assessing people. Donald Trump's one of the world's great salesmen. Problem with a salesman is that they're easily sold, too.
Exactly.
And that was his weakness as president. I give him an A. Believe me, I'm not diminishing what that man did. And he would have had a super A plus had he not had the headwinds of the media and the deep state against him every frickin' day for 4 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ultimately stealing his reelection.
Yep.
You're going to convince me. He managed to get 16 million more votes than he did the first time. But Joe, with all that charisma, comes along and gets 81 million. Right. I'm going to believe that, sure.
I know it. But what I was thinking about is just today... see, I would like for him to run to be Speaker of the House.
That would be cool.
Have him there with DeSantis as the president. Yep. And then who's going to mess with anybody? Nobody's going to even try to do anything.
That is the dream team.
I don't think.
No, but, I agree. That is the dream team.
Right, right. So, and but I saw a video today on social media, on TikTok.
Yes.
And now it's not a dubbed video, but Trump is out there golfing, and he's fixing to tee off. And the guy who was filming him, you know, with his phone, you know, they were talking, blah blah blah. And then he tees up the ball, and he's getting ready to hit. And he said, "Ladies and gentlemen," they sounded like a TV announcer. "Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th president of the United States." And Trump teed up his ball and turned around and said the 45th and the 47th. And then he went and started and got ready to hit. I don't know if you had seen that video.
I didn't see it. I heard the story, though. I heard the story. Hey, so if it worked for Grover Cleveland, why can't it work for Donald Trump?
Right, right.
But long term, DeSantis to me is heads and so far. I mean, look, we've been disappointed by Kristi Noem. We thought Mitt Romney was a conservative. How funny is that? And all these other pretenders. Even Ted Cruz has, like, WTF, Ted, what was that all about? We need somebody that is rock solid.
Yeah, he totally choked.
He did.
And the other thing is that, you know, there's so many people that have that bad taste.